This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. He's been on the road a lot, and it's been sort of hard to hook up with him because he's been on the road a lot, because he is never, ever. There's no moss growing on this guy right here. Joining me for the first time in 2016, if you're not a member of his excellent organization, if you're not a member of Second Call Defense, then you are missing the boat. Joining me for the first time, like I said, we're joined again, finally, by Sean Maloney. Good morning. Or good evening, sir.
Isn't it strange, Bill? This is the first time in 2016, which I can't believe. I can't believe I've been that errant in my duties. And I appreciate you for having me back. And we're doing this in drive time in the evening, so I'm a little bit confused, but I'm in Blackfoot, Idaho, with one of my best lifelong friends, Tom Burkhart. He works with Division Wildlife. He's one of our armed heroes. He may be enforcing game laws, but he still has a badge and a gun, and he's still out there working for us. So it's great to be with you.
Likewise. You've been traveling just about since the beginning of the year, haven't you?
Yeah, I was at the first part of January, 5 or 6 days, was in near Washington, D.C., at the NRA Board of Directors meeting. Of course, that was a fun-filled event, especially with Mr. Obama's town hall meeting. You can talk about the lies. You can talk about posing things over and over again that don't have an impact at all. For some reason, Mr. Obama thinks he's the only one that loves children, that gun owners don't, and that we don't want to do everything we can possibly do to protect our kids. And, you know, the scary part of it is we know Hillary Clinton. We know what she's all about, and we know what she brings to the table, and it's more of the same, and it's going to be worse of the same.
Agreed. The thing that I took away from it that was utterly embarrassing for me was that my governor got up in the response. And I've always known that my governor was a political lightweight. Nobody else, for some reason, ever got that, but I've known it. And she got up there and proved me. I always enjoy being wrong about somebody. Oh, no, she did not fail. She did not disappoint me at all, brother.
She was good. I'll tell you something. If you're going to end it, if Obama's going to end it that way, well, I think it was the highest rated and the best rated response by a Republican to the State of the Union address. So your girl Nikki did a great job.
Well, my girl Nikki wants to be the vice president, and she spent that evening sort of insulting the we're a little further into the process now. Most of the time people are starting to drop away and fall away, and Trump hasn't done that yet. And she wants to be the VP, so she attacks him. She's just, you know, she is a genius, that girl.
She has been doing it for a while, longer than you realize, and she's always been on the right side.
Well, I supported her in 2010, but I mean, like everybody that went in 2010 from this state, with the exception of Lindsey Graham, who has been very consistent about being what he is, just like the rest of them, they all were so much of this and so much of that. When you saw what the president gave us, when you saw all of that fun stuff that he came up with, did you look at it and say, wow, this is sort of like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic?
That's all he did. And it's all been said before. We're going to end cancer. you know, he said it over and over and over again, and nothing ever happens. I think if someone wrote an article, I don't remember where it was published, about all the promises, 127, I think, promises that he's made that he hasn't even tried to keep in his State of the Union address. So, you know, it's just more of the same. Again, you know, I guess we have to ask our listeners in America, have we had enough yet? Have we had enough? Have we lost enough rights? Has this country diminished itself worldwide enough? Have enough people died? When is it enough? And are we going to get active? And are we going to get off our couches, like I say over and over again, find someone to get behind, campaign, make phone calls, go door to door, let the world know what we want, and make sure that your friends are on. And Bill, we've talked about this before. You can't ever assume that your best friends are registered to vote. You can never assume that they're going to make it to the polls. And so if we as gun owners and Second Amendment advocates, if we can get our people there, we can't be beat. I mean, there's 100 million homeowners with firearms.
Right.
Get those people to the polls. They're all voting age. They own guns. Get them to the polls. We can control our own destiny. And it's time we have to do it.
Well, you've been, I haven't been able to get a hold of you, of course. I want to talk about this when we get back, simply because we've talked many times about talking about this, but I've been running into it's becoming more and more common to find somebody that might carry a gun that also has some form of what they think to be their legal defense set up. And I'm stunned. I'm stunned at how many of them think some of the things that they have picked out on this, some of the things they've decided to stake their, you know, their reputation and their freedom to, the ones they picked, because it's, but we're going to talk about them. Before we talk about them, Second Call Defense. I'm a member of Second Call Defense. They do two things, and they do one thing, and I don't know, you can maybe answer this, and I don't know how many actually do this. They get you out of jail. How many of the other services do you know of, Sean? And I mean, I know that you're going to be objective and honest about this. How many of them do that?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, nobody. And nobody does it certainly the way we do. We had an incident that happened on New Year's Eve that I'm still working, so I really can't say a whole lot about it. But everybody else out there, because the way they're set up for the most part, and we went the extra mile, we started the foundation, we funded the foundation, we made sure that we could provide our services immediately, not reimburse it like the NRA's policy, not like everybody else out there. We wanted to do it immediately and to take a phone call at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, to talk to police officers on the scene, to know exactly what's going on, to know if your client's going to jail, know he's not going to jail, and then just to listen to people thank you afterwards. I had a case in Mississippi recently. The gentleman saved his wife and himself and shot another human being. Was not happy about it, was very emotional about the fact that it happened, but to calm him down and make sure that he was going to be protected was made. He said it made me feel so good. He said, thank God you're here. Who else could I talk to? Who else could I talk to? And you know, that's what it's all about, because I've said for years, law-abiding gun owners, sometimes we become the bad guys. We've got to make sure that we're there for each other.
Right.
All over the board, and that's what we try to do. And, you know, we've had some other incidences that are like that. It just had somebody that asked for help from the foundation, two $10 million lawsuits filed against him because her husband killed a man in her house and broke in self-defense. Just filed with shooting, no criminal charges whatsoever, not a Castle Doctor state. So now you have not one, but two $10 million lawsuits filed against the family, and they don't know what to do. You know, unfortunately, you have to be a member of Second Call Defense before this happens, but we're going to try to steer them in the right way and do what we can do. But don't let that happen to you. None of us can face that.
No, none of us could. SecondCallDefense.org. I have the Defender plan, which is like the medium plan. And I got that one because everything that they cover is in that plan. But we're going to talk about that when we get back. My guest this hour, first time 2016, joined again by Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flock It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Things may change, but they do stay the same. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show, since it didn't play in the last break, I thought it might play. This portion of the show brought to you by SecondCallDefense.org.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Yes, if you haven't done that already, do that before you go out tonight if you're going to carry a gun. My mechanic, Sean, he showed me his USCCA membership card, and he was telling me what he paid for it and everything else, and I said, you understand that you've got a list. And he said, a list? I said, yes, you've got a list to the phone numbers of lawyers, which if you get arrested for shooting somebody, then you have to call those lawyers from jail, collect on the jail payphone, and you've got to hope that they answer the phone, and if it's in the middle of the night, what's going to happen then? And then I said, now with this thing, with this program that you've got, if you make that second call, you call the cops first, you make the second call to Second Call Defense. Look at the back of this card. It's got the little testimonial, what you should say to them. And, I'm trying to explain all of this to him, and he still is like, yeah, but this was cheaper. And I just asked him, how much is your freedom worth, dude?
Well, and that's the understanding. And when I designed this, I looked at it and said, because one day when I was teaching concealed carry, I asked my class, who are you going to call? Well, then I started thinking to myself, wait a minute, who am I going to call? And then I started looking at who am I going to call and what would I want? And I designed the things as a criminal defense attorney that I would want my criminal defense attorney to be able to offer me, what I want to pay for, and what I need. And then that's how the 24-hour attorney came about. I wanted somebody at the time when you needed it the most. The worst time of your life, you might have access to an attorney immediately to calm you down, remind you of your constitutional rights, and let you know things will be all right, and then step in and intercede, if need be. I guess any organization is better than nothing, but the way I like to look at it is ours is up front, and that's what we worked hard to do and to continue to do is make it so it could be up front, day one, dollar one, not reimbursement. And these programs that reimburse and give you a list of attorneys, they're different than we are. I designed it so you'd have a day one, dollar one, your protection. Everything was covered. You're on the way to jail. Your second call is to us after 911 call. We're going to have a bondsman waiting at jail for you. This check is going to be stroked. You're going to have three attorneys. And often what's happened is I have attorneys online. I'm calling the attorneys that I'm choosing from the area where the shooting took place immediately because there's not time for anything else. The retainer fee is sent immediately. Everything is paid for. And then they can deal with their defense from an attorney's office and not from jail. So, there's a lot of differences. It's hard to compare them because a lot of these other people are like a moving target. There's people popping up all over. They don't last long. They're gone. But I guarantee you, with the fact that we're endorsed by the NRA's endorsed insurance policy, we use that. The foundation provides everything up front, day one, dollar one, and that's the big difference.
That is the big difference. The other thing was he was also telling me about some he also told me that they would cover his legal defense. I said, they'll reimburse you for it. And is USCCA where you have to be exonerated for them to reimburse you?
All insurance products. So it doesn't really matter who it is. It's all insurance products that it's by law. You cannot receive insurance benefits while you're a defendant in a criminal proceeding. You just can't do it legally. That's why the foundation was created. And our foundation is what's reimbursed, and that's what makes the foundation not insurance. And so it's how the law treats insurance and insurance benefits that makes it impossible for you to get the benefits you need up front, day one, dollar one. If you read their policies, if you read the NRA's policy, if you read the policies out there, take the time to read your policies, and some of the first things are going to tell you that this is reimbursement. Nothing is paid up front.
It's sort of scary when you think about it, because I know a lot of people that carry guns. You know a lot of people that carry guns. And I think it's very safe to assume that most of them are not involved in something like this. They've gone, they've got the training, they've done the full suite, but it's not actually the full suite, is it?
No, it's not at all. And that's the holes that have to be patched up, because that's when things really get important. And that's when, and it's not, you know, the law-abiding gun owner, the concealed carry holder in America, I've said this before, we're now considered to be the safest, most law-abiding segment of society. Now that the CDC and the FBI Uniform Crime Reports keep track of us, we know we're the safest, most law-abiding. It's not that we are doing things wrong, it's that we don't know the rules. We're in different, this is a different ballgame now. You got to know those rules, and you got to know what to say. That's why when we teach people how to handle the 911 call, it's so important. You don't handle the 911, you don't practice because you're trying to be deceitful. You practice because with the adrenaline and the epinephrine and everything that goes on in your body, you don't have the ability to say what you're supposed to say. And plus, you're not in any condition to make any statements. So we're just telling you to invoke your Fifth Amendment rights. You know, people die for those rights. And the police do the same thing. If they're involved in the shooting, they're instructed not to say anything because you're not competent at that time. You can't make the proper statement. I've been consultants on cases where people have used a firearm in self-defense have said the most bizarre thing that they don't even have any recollection saying it. No, I hope that master bleeds to death. I should have shot him again. You know, things like that, they have no idea what they're saying because of the adrenaline and everything that's going on in their system. And so, you have to have someone there for you immediately. You have to take you down off the ceiling and make sure you're saying the right things at the right time, and then to make sure you're protected every step of the way. Trust me, I can't imagine, but you probably feel a lot better in the back of a police car on the way to the pokey, knowing that you have an attorney that's going to be waiting there for you. You know, you're going to have bond that's going to be waiting for you, than not even making the phone call yet.
Yeah, that part would make me feel pretty good. When we get back, I want to talk about this. The other thing I like is the second thing, which is the psychological counseling that they will hook you up with. Most people don't understand what makes you speak out of your head and everything, that adrenaline rush and that dump and everything. But that goes away rapidly, and then you're left with what you're left with. And that's where Second Call Defense steps up again. So when we get back, we're going to talk about that and the need for that. I'm sure you have plenty of stories. I have one of my own. So we can check some notes on that anyway. SecondCallDefense.org, you need to be with me. You need to be joining me. Because when I leave the house and I'm carrying the gun and everything else, I'm carrying the Second Call Defense card. I'm carrying, in effect, the final tool of my toolbox in my self-defense little kit. SecondCallDefense.org. We will be right back. My guest this hour, Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show, well, is brought to you by my guest, secondcalldefense.org.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
One of the reasons he is one of my sponsors is because I can cut a mean, badass commercial. Joining me again is Sean Maloney. I've got a question in the chat room. Would you cover somebody if they defended themselves with a piece of hickory?
I didn't hear that. Defended themselves with what?
Piece of wood.
Unfortunately, the way it's underwritten, and every insurance thing, every time we raise a benefit, which we have, we've given people a lot more for about free. We have to go through underwriting, and underwriting has only been done on lethal force of the firearm. We
right.
don't do lethal force with knives, with wood, with frozen bag of squirrels, or with whatever you choose to use to defend yourself. So, unfortunately, no. But I am always there to answer questions. I'm always there to help people, and the foundation is always there also. But unfortunately, the underwriting is only for defensive use of a firearm.
Frozen bag of squirrels.
That's my favorite thing because probably it's been 12 years now. There was a gentleman in California who killed his neighbor with a frozen bag of squirrels. And I always use that when I talk and I say, but nobody ever banned a frozen bag of squirrels. So so you can use anything to defend yourself with. And he committed a murder or homicide with a frozen bag of squirrels, so that's why I always try to bring that up.
I'm also being asked if you do any gun trust work.
I have done gun trust work. I've with what Obama's doing right now, our gun trust may not be worth the paper they're printed on, but I can get gun trust work done, and I can show you a way to directly do it for $49 and have everything you need. You don't, all my attorney brethren out there are accredited right now, but you don't need an attorney. There's services out there now, and I don't want to plug any of them, but I give people lists. If you want to give them my phone number, I'll be happy to talk to them. Within 24 hours, they answer simple questions. Within 24 hours, you get your trust, you get a laminated copy of the permanent one, you get all the exhibits and all the documents to add to that are in edible Word form, all the papers are ready to go, and it's good for whatever state you're in, and you send it in. So gun trusts are easier than you thought, but I'm afraid of what Obama's going to do with the gun trust.
Well, I mean, wasn't one of the big reasons to have a trust was because you wanted to bypass that chief law enforcement officer sign off, and the other reason was keeping people out of all the checks that you had to go through on that?
Exactly. The fingerprints and everything like that, and that was the reason why. But now, of course, everybody, I can't gift my daughter a firearm for her birthday without her going through a background check if they had it their way. And that's what universal background checks are. And I necessarily don't have anything against that. But when you think about a universal background check, the only way they know that I gave my daughter that pistol was because it was registered in my name. And
right.
That's the part that the government even says this is the only way universal background checks work, and that's with registration. And nobody wants registration because every country that's had registration, the universal background checks have met universal registration, and they've met universal confiscation. Every place in this world it's been used, people look it up. That's why Al Gore gave you the internet. Look it up.
Thank you, Al Gore. I'm writing a bunch of this stuff down. Al Gore, that's why we got, okay. Anyway, the psychological counseling now, I've been through a negligent discharge, and it would have been nice to have somebody to talk to about that. This was back in the 70s. I was the shooter. I think I've told you the story, haven't I?
Yeah, you told me, and I know that you've lived with that for years and years.
Yeah.
Now, that's PTSD. None of us know how we're going to react. We all like to think that we're going to be ready for something like this, but we're all good people. We're going to be forced to take a human life. Let's say it happens in your home. Let's say that human life ends up dead in your foyer. You're going to walk down those stairs every day for the rest of your life and up those stairs, and that's going to be on your mind. You may handle it perfectly. But if you can't handle it, I want to make sure you have all the psychological and psychiatric care that you need from any doctor you choose. Your home family doctor will pay for it because, trust me, your attorney also wants you to be of sound mind when you're defending yourself. We want 100% of you in the courtroom, but you don't need to live with the sins of another person the rest of your life.
Right.
You didn't ask to be attacked. You didn't ask for this to happen, but in many cases, you have to live with it because of the memories. And I want to make sure that people are protected emotionally and psychologically also from this. And that includes, the family members. Can you imagine? I always tell people, we're your kids. Get them out of there. They don't need to be around a crime scene.
Yeah, my instance, I still remember the pattern of the smoke, and that was in 1976. I can see it today. So, the psychological counseling part, it's not like it is in Miami Vice. When you shoot somebody, you're not pulling the filter off of your lucky strike and saying, well, another tag on a toe on the slab and getting into your testarossa. It's altering your life when that happens. When you shoot somebody, it's going to alter your life. You may come to grips with it, but it would be helpful if you had an opportunity to sit down and talk to somebody about that. That's the other thing. That's the thing that gripped me immediately because, back in 76, we didn't know what PTSD is.
Well,
so,
this came about. I had focus groups. When I had everything prepared, I'm saying, okay, what do I know? Let's find out what people think. And I had several women, and women were the only people that had the guts to say this. They said, I understand the financial devastation. I understand that I got to get myself out of jail, but I just killed another human being. I'm going to be messed up psychologically. I got to handle this. And I said, God, you know, you're right. We're all thinking that, but us He-Men, the people in the He-Man Club, maybe we don't want to admit we're going to need help. So that's why that's in there. And luckily, you know, I guess sometimes the calmer sex and more with more rationale and reasoning put that in there. But it's a very, very, very good benefit that we have. We have a lot of other brand new stuff. Website just relaunched. We have podcasts on there. I do podcasts on different parts of the law. I'm traveling to Phoenix, Arizona, the 29th, and I'm going to do a seminar on lethal force in the law. Then I'm doing them again at the Great American Outdoor Show, and each one of those are going to be taped. And each segment of lethal force in the law, the 10 things you don't do after you use a firearm in self-defense, everything that's out there that we do, I'm going to have in podcast form now and on film. So, you know, if you want to learn something about the law that night, about how to handle things that night, click on one of the podcasts or click on something. You know, we'll take care of it. So that's something else that people wanted than I'm going to give you. But psychological training is something that you can't really do. You can't get over this. Rather than live with it for the rest of your life and have it impact you adversely the rest of your life, we want you to have help.
Hmm. Yeah, that is a very – that gets overlooked a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Good. It probably gets overlooked more than anything. I mean, and by all our heroes with a badge also, they're trying to deal with it. Now they're trying to deal with whatever pot's been stirred at the same time. You know, I'm hopeful that all those guys have the opportunity and ladies to get help. And I hope that our veterans are out there getting help. We're losing so many vets a day, so many heroes a day to suicides because they're not dealing with the demons that they have to exercise from a year or two in Afghanistan and Iraq. So if any of you guys are out there listening and you need somebody to talk to, call Bill. Bill will talk to you. He'll give you my phone number. We'll talk to you. We don't care, but, you know, you're our heroes. You got to remember that.
Hang on. I've got a question. Well, no, we'll be right back. Got some questions coming from the chat room. My guest this hour from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part today by secondcalldefense.org.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
My guest this hour is Sean Maloney. I was asked a question as we were going to break, Sean, which we've answered many times, but let's answer it again because in the evening time, I found that there's a new group of people that have joined the show now. You don't have to kill somebody to call Second Call Defense. You can, as a matter of fact, you need to call Second Call Defense if you pull your weapon and don't fire it at all, don't you?
Oh, that's a great point, Bill. Absolutely. The majority of the cases that I've handled personally have been brandishing cases where they've drawn a firearm and saved a life. By just doing that, by referencing a firearm, we cover brandishing. You don't even have to pull the trigger. We're there beside you. So by all means, you know, they say, looking at the Uniform Crime Report, that a firearm is used once every 13 seconds in self-defense. Many of them we never hear of, and they're unreported because of brandishing. The bad guy goes away, and it's over with. But no. You don't have to have a concealed carry permit to have second call defense. You don't have to own a firearm. You just have to use a firearm in self-defense. So absolutely, you don't have to kill anybody, you don't have to shoot anybody, you never have to touch a trigger. Brandishing is enough, and if you brandish and you need help, we're there for you. Because sometimes, I always tell people, if you make reference to a firearm and it's over with, you better call the non-emergency number or 911 if you have to, if that's the only number you have, and let them know what's happened. I've had many clients that have decided to go home and say nothing. Well, then the bad guy decides, well, you know, he's already on parole. So he figures he better call and make something up, and so he blames it on my client. And
right.
Those always work out for the best. But if you mention a firearm, touch a firearm, brandish a firearm, we're there beside you.
That, and I mean, that's 95% of the cases where a gun is used in self-defense in the United States, isn't it? There's a 97%. Not too many people get shot
You're right. The vast majority of them are brandishing. Don't forget, I spent a lifetime defending bad guys. And I used to ask them questions. Why'd you pick that person? Why are they a victim? And I found, number one, most of them have terrible self-esteem. The only time they feel good about themselves is when they're committing a crime against somebody and exercising some kind of power over somebody. But even more importantly, they don't go to work to die any more than you and I do. They see a firearm, for the most part, they're gone. You're going to hear them running away. The vast majority of time, drawing a firearm, brandishing a firearm, ends it there and now.
Yeah, that's the good thing.
To President Obama, who thinks that if you use a firearm, they're going to take it away from me and use me on you. I guess you will show me the statistics. And when was the last time we ever heard of that happening? You don't think the media would play that over and over again? Wake up, America.
They've got this one female. She was a female boxer, and I keep seeing that story over and over again. She was a female boxer, and she drew a gun on her estranged husband, and she drew it and didn't shoot him. And he took the gun from her and shot her with it. And so now they're out there saying, well, of course, that gun will be taken from you and it'll be used against you. So, I guess it could be that way. But, women are pretty good about defending themselves when they draw the weapon. And old people are pretty good about defending themselves when they draw the weapon. I can't think of anybody who lets somebody just walk up on them when they draw the weapon and take the gun from them that much. I just don't read about that. I don't hear about it.
It doesn't happen. And the reason why that happened to the woman, she refused to love this guy. So I'm sure that caused some hesitation. But for the vast majority of the time, remember, if we're going to carry a gun for self-defense, the first decision we make is that we're going to be able to use that gun, and that decision is made long before you strap it on and go outside your house. That's a decision that you need to have some inner conversation with yourself.
Right.
If you make that decision, then by all means. But if you don't think you can use a firearm in self-defense, then you better think twice about even having one.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's not compulsory. I've never said it was compulsory. Not everybody should carry a gun. I do. You're in Idaho.
State.
You're in Idaho. How now? I don't hear that much about Idaho. Is Idaho just this big pro-gun state that nothing ever happens in because they're so pro-gun and everybody's good people and nobody messes with Idaho?
Idaho is a good state with strong Second Amendment rights, strong values. With their legislative leaders, with their police officers, with their game officials, and so all have the extraordinary concealed carry rights, reciprocity. With me, you don't hear about it because it's not a problem. You don't hear about it because someone's not screaming about somebody else's ability to protect themselves.
Right.
So I guess you could say the progressives have been kept out at bay here, or maybe they just haven't made it this far west.
When I was trying to track you down, I got a hold of Tim and I was like, "Where's he at?" And he's like, "He's traveling." I said, "Business or pleasure?" He said, "Both." Is that what it is?
Yeah, my best friend actually, Tommy Burkhardt, who I mentioned, he was the first friend I have. His mother and my mother were in the hospital room together. We were born within hours of each other, and we were sitting beside each other in the nursery at the hospital, just the two of us. So I've known him my entire life. And I'm out here to watch his son play basketball and working for Idaho Fish and Game. He knows where the ducks are, and we're going to do some duck hunting here while I'm also in Idaho. In the past, it's a great place to visit. It's a great state to hunt in. I think it's probably one of America's best-kept secrets. I have a lot of friends that go out west hunting, and very few of them go to Idaho, which is all right because that just leaves more ducks for me.
Well, there's always that. And while you're there, he sent me a picture earlier today. I'm constantly hearing about stuff he's doing in Ohio, and he sends me this picture of just mountains and snow. And I'm like, you're not in Ohio now, are you? I knew you were traveling. I just didn't know where you were going.
Yeah, and then next week I'll be at SHOT, and I'm speaking a little bit at SHOT. And then on the 29th, I'll be in Phoenix doing some second call to fat speaking, but I'll be speaking on lethal force in the law and answering questions. So I have a couple hundred people will put together for that seminar. So I'm going to do that seminar. I'm going to record it for for everybody, and I'll share it with you. You can put it on your site, and you can show it if you want. In fact, that's probably something we should do, or I should at least put you on our website.
Let's put it on my site, too. Let's do that, yeah.
Yeah, because we have joint listeners. You know, our people are one and the same, so we might as well help each other out. And so we'll post that. I'll teach seminars, and then I come back for 3 or 4 days, and then I'm at the Great American Outdoor Show for 10 days straight, speaking 2 seminars a day. You need to get to the Great American Outdoor Show if at all possible. It's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's 10 days of anything to do with the outdoors. The NRA took it over, and since they took it over, you're going to get 200,000 or 300,000 people through this place, and it has everything.
I saw where the Harrisburg powers that be tried to rape the NRA on the calls for the cops.
Yeah, they have an anti-gun NRA mayor. The police love us, and so we negotiated deals with the surrounding police departments. And you know, that's something that the NRA, out of the goodness of their hearts, bought them a police car last year, the Mac Daddy, and outfitted it just to thank them for what they do. And this is what the mayor came back with.
Ben, is BW okay? He wants to talk about. Can you hold through the next break at least to speak with this caller that's calling in? Because sure. We're going to flip into the next hour. I was right. Just going to keep you for the hour. If you can stay with me through the first segment, he wants to talk about the NRA. And
okay.
having an NRA board member would be a plus. SecondCallDefense.org is also something that Sean dabbles in. But born out of a recognition that they're coming for you. Born also out of a recognition that most of us who are not lawyers, even him, he didn't want the fool for a client, because that's what they say a lawyer has when they represent themselves. So he created Second Call Defense. I know you only hear from him much bigger than that. He's got this is an organization that is waiting, standing by. And when you've got 3 million self-defense instances, according to the CDC in the United States today, there's a lot of people that might need to make that second call. So for those of you that travel every day, you carry a gun and you don't have that card in your pocket, you are missing out. We'll be right back. Going to the phones, BW. You hang on, please. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.